today's podcast, Planning Basics for Newlyweds and Engaged Couples. If you've recently said I do or have plans to tie the knot, this checklist is designed to help you and your spouse start your life together on the best financial footing. Number one, have a heart-to-heart about money. The first step to wedded financial bliss is to sit down with your partner and talk openly about your finances and future plans. This is a great way to ensure you're on the same page and avoid future surprises. Key questions to discuss include, what are your current assets? Is either of you set to receive an inheritance? What are your plans for ongoing earnings? Will one of you be a stay-at-home parent? Are you bringing any debts into the marriage? And what are your financial goals as a couple? Number two, make or update a will. If either spouse already has a will, it's essential to update it following your marriage. Number three, revisit your beneficiary designations. If you have a bank or brokerage accounts that allow for beneficiaries or IRAs, be sure to update the beneficiary information to include your new spouse. In addition, you'll want to review the beneficiary designations on any existing insurance policies. Number four, update property ownership. When they marry, many couples change the ownership status of their bank accounts, brokerage accounts, and real or personal property to joint tenants with rights of survivorship. Doing so will allow your spouse to avoid probate proceedings in the event of your death. Number five, see if you can save on insurance. It's likely that you and your spouse will have some overlapping insurance coverage. For example, if one spouse has better or more economical health benefits, it may make sense to add a spouse to the plan and cancel the other one. This is also a good time to review your long-term disability and life insurance policies to ensure that you have sufficient coverage. Number six, don't forget about taxes. In addition to combining households and families, a marriage combines the incomes of each spouse. The first step is to determine if you will file jointly or individually. Most couples will end up filing their taxes jointly. If doing so will push you into a higher tax bracket, tax planning becomes essential. Number seven, check your state's marital property laws. Does your state treat marital property as community or separate? Number eight, make your new name official. If you're changing your name, you'll need to update your driver's license and social security card for identification purposes and so that social security can be properly credited to you. More details are available at www.ssa.gov. Remember that a strong financial foundation is one of the best wedding gifts you and your spouse can give yourselves. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.